Equally guilty are those who advance against orders and those who retreat against orders. There is a story of Wu Qi, who was fighting against the Qin state. Before the battle had begun, one of his soldiers, a man of matchless daring, sallied forth by himself, captured two heads from the enemy, and returned to camp. Wu Qi had the man instantly executed, whereupon an officer ventured to remonstrate, saying, "This man was a good soldier and ought not to have been beheaded." Wu Qi replied, "I fully believe he was a good soldier, but I had him beheaded because he acted without orders."
In night fighting, then, make much use of signal fires and drums, and in fighting by day, of flags and banners, as a means of influencing the ears and eyes of your army. An entire enemy army may be robbed of its spirit, and its commander may be robbed of his presence of mind. Now a soldier's spirit is keenest in the morning. By noon it will begin to flag, and in the evening his mind is bent only on returning to camp. A clever general, therefore, avoids an army when its spirit is keen, but attacks it when it is sluggish and inclined to return. This is the art of studying moods. Disciplined and calm, to await the appearance of disorder and tumult amongst the enemy. This is the art of retaining self-possession. To be near the goal while the enemy is still far from it. To wait at ease while the enemy is toiling and struggling. To be well fed while the enemy is famished. This is the art of conserving one's strength. To refrain from intercepting an enemy whose banners are in perfect order. To refrain from attacking an army drawn up in calm and confident array. This is the art of studying circumstances. It is a military axiom not to advance uphill against the enemy, nor to oppose him when he comes downhill. Do not pursue an enemy who simulates flight. Do not attack soldiers whose temper is keen. Do not swallow bait offered by the enemy. Do not interfere with an army that is returning home.
A man whose heart is set on home will fight to the death against any attempt to bar his way.
When you surround an army, leave an outlet free, and do not press a desperate foe too hard.
The object is to make him believe that there is a road to safety, and thus prevent his fighting with the courage of despair. After that, you may crush him.
This is the art of warfare.